Today is Thursday, the 15th of February, the feast of Saint Claude de la Colombière in the season of Lent. The Cape Town Camerata sings Indicohele Bao, Lead me, O Father, lead me. Lead me, my Saviour, in all the sorrows of this world. Father, I thank you, for you still protect me. Father, Saviour, you calm my fears. Father, I thank you, for you still protect me. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
The Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then he said to them all, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will save it. What does it profit them if they gain the whole world, but lose or forfeit themselves?"
Jesus confronts his disciples with unexpected and uncomfortable truths about himself. They haven't picked the winning side. Being his followers is the opposite of the status and grandeur they had hoped for as disciples of the Messiah. Are there aspects of being a follower of Jesus that you find difficult? Thank you. There's a paradox involved in following in the way of Jesus. Thinking and acting out of self-preservation is counterproductive. While risking loss of status, power, and security can lead to the grace of complete inner freedom. How do you feel when you think of this? As the reading is repeated, what hopes or anxieties rise within you? What does Jesus seem to be calling you to as he speaks of the cost of discipleship?
The Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then he said to them all, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will save it. What does it profit them if they gain the whole world, but lose or forfeit themselves?"
Today is the feast of Jesuit Saint Claude de la Colombière, who promoted devotion to the love and mercy of Jesus, though he suffered persecution and imprisonment for his faith. What feelings and thoughts rise in your heart as you contemplate taking up the cross with Jesus? You have given all to me.
To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours.
Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace.
That is enough for me.
Amen.